Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Chamber of Commerce Director Karen Eichen. Karen, as always, thank you so much for taking some time out today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming.
And coming up next week is the big Chamber Golf outing. And if you could just give us a little bit of background about what this event is and why it's put on every year.
Sure. The golf outing has been going on for 30-plus years, and it is a wonderful opportunity for everybody to take a half day off out of the office, go out, play some great golf, and just get to know fellow chamber members, network a little bit. Maybe you can find out, you can buy a product through them, or they can buy one through you. It's just an opportunity to really, again, like I say, break away from your day-to-day routine, have some fun on the golf course, and maybe make some new friendships and some new business relations.
And so does this come with a luncheon, anything like that? What does the day of events look like?
All right. The day will start off with a shotgun start at 12:30. And following play, we will have a dinner reception, a fabulous dinner, might I mind you. And I won't tell you what the menu is, but trust me, it's going to be really good, as well as we will award flag prizes and overall team winners.
Okay. And so a lot of local businesses, of course, I'm sure help to support this and sponsor some of those gifts and prizes.
We do have some wonderful businesses that have supported hole-in-one prizes, so you have an opportunity to win $10,000. We have two different vehicles sponsored by Ulrich Ford Lincoln and PellaMotors.com. We're hoping to give one of those away this year, so everybody aim very well, as well as prizes from businesses from all different sectors of the community. So we thank them very much for that. They help make a great outing.
So what's the turnout for this like year to year? Has it grown as the years have gone on?
We stay pretty steady, and that's a wonderful place to be because we don't have to turn anybody away. We can accept everybody, so we're very happy with the turnout. We usually average about 100 golfers, which makes for great competition, but yet nobody is out of the competition.
Now, will folks from the chamber be playing? Will you be bringing the clubs out for this one as well?
You know, I think it's for everybody's safety that I don't personally golf. However, we will have our staff out there. We will have some of our staff witnessing the hole-in-one, just to keep everybody honest, and also to be the first to scream and yell with whoever is hitting the ball in the hole-in-one. And we're just going to have a great time just being involved with everybody, catching up with everybody, and making sure everybody has what they need.
So it sounds like a nice, fun day of events planned for local businesses that day.
It is. It's just, again, a great opportunity to network, and we hope the weather holds out like it has for the last week. And if it does, we're going to have a great day.
And you said that you're going to have some staff out there to help put this on, and I'm sure that you're going to be relying on some volunteers a little bit for this. And something else I wanted to ask you about today. State of Iowa recently was ranked number 2 in volunteerism in the nation, which is pretty impressive. And locally, I know we depend on volunteers a lot. From your perspective at the Chamber, how important is it to have volunteers and folks willing to donate their time and energy to different things around town?
Well, first of all, I am not the least bit surprised that Iowa is number 2 in the nation in volunteerism. We can look everywhere around Pella and see that, particularly here in the chamber. We wouldn't be able to exist without volunteers. Our board is all made up of volunteers. Every event that we put on, including the golf outing, Thursdays in Pella, greeting visitors when they come into the community, welcoming new residents, all done by volunteers. And to put a value on that is next to impossible, although I can tell you that we would not be able to afford to pay everybody. Mm-hmm. The strengths and the talents and just all that they bring, we just can't afford to have, but are very lucky to have.
So to put a price on it, you'd say just simply it's priceless.
It is priceless.
Very good. The Chamber relies a lot on volunteers. What are some other things that, I know Tulip Time, of course, is a big one, but what are some of those other things that folks do for volunteers, and what are some options for folks who have some extra time? Where can they go to help out?
Well, we had the first of what we hope is many more Thursdays in Pella, where we featured local organizations who had volunteer positions available. And we do have some of those volunteer positions linked to our website. So if people are looking for ways to volunteer, ways to get involved in the community, they can go to pella.org, and right on our landing page, You can just click on the word volunteer, and it will link you right to the opportunities that we have been given or link to organizational websites around the community, and they can find out what talents they have and match those up with what opportunities are out there.
And in addition to just simply the hard work that they put in, I imagine that all these volunteers from all these different areas and different backgrounds have to offer a lot of good ideas for some of these events too, Thursdays in Pella, things like that.
Again, volunteers can give a whole host of different talents and ideas and expertise. Everybody has their own set of talents, and we need everybody in various capacities. So when you bring a lot of people together, many hands make light work, many minds create great ideas, and it's what makes Pella Pella.
It is a very valuable resource we have here.
It is.
All right. Well, Karen, again, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to a great turnout and some great weather for that golf tournament.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Chamber Director Karen Eichen, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.